The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Lillard, a chance to send the Thunder home. Lillard, long range three.
We were just talking about in the locker room when he made that crazy shot against Houston 5 years ago. I was in Turkey and watching with my dad, and I was like, wow, this is very special. And then 5 years later, I'm here, his teammate, and witnessed that, and I never seen anything like that before.
It was a little bit different. In that game, we were down by two. There was less time. In that time, I actually broke the play. You know, not a lot of people know that I just broke the play. You know, all the guys out there were telling me to just run to the ball, and that's what I did. And tonight, this was kind of the way it was set up. You know, it was just set up different.
I mean, that's a bad shot. Care what anybody says, that's a bad shot. But, hey, he made it. That story won't be told that it was a bad shot. We live with that.
All right, what an active evening last night. So much to get to. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776. Is your number. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. Send your messages and Aaron will respond. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-ESPN or 3776. And lots of ways to tune in. You can listen on air, of course. You can listen on the stream. You can listen on the app. You can watch us on Twitch. All you got to do is go to ESPN975.com and click on Watch Us Live, and you can see our smiling faces as we rock and roll here on a Wednesday where we do things a little bit differently. When you call, text, tweet, send a raven, however you do it, put odds on it. What are the odds it's going to be a fun show, Hoffman?
Percent 1,000, Fred.
I kind of feel that way. Boy, interesting night last night, and it was funny listening to those post-game remarks about the Blazers, and I don't know who that was talking first. That was out of the country.
That was Enos Kanter.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I've never seen anything like it. Well, you just said you saw something like it 5 years ago. What the hell?
Yeah.
But I mean, he's a foreigner.
Yeah. Well, what is that supposed to mean?
I think he meant he hadn't played with anybody who'd made a shot like that.
Yeah. You don't know what he meant.
No.
Are you Turkish?
I'm trying to give him the benefit of the
doubt. Are you Turkish?
No. I like eating turkey. Does that count?
That is extremely insensitive.
Yeah, I gotta
say.
Way to
win the most racist on the show today.
At 4:03.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna have to really come up with some.
I'm gonna make this a competition.
Well, you've always got a healthy lead.
Yeah. I mean, we're gonna have to come up with some sordid crap to catch up with that. I'm not even gonna try. That's too much to ask.
Fred and I are like a Canadian and a Norwegian in the Boston Marathon, and you're a Kenyan. You're just lapping us.
Okay, that was pretty good, though. That's pretty racist.
But still in second place,
yeah,
though,
you're
right?
Still in second place. But oh, man. So, yeah, that was pretty awesome. I'll tell you what was not awesome was what happened to the Las Vegas Golden Knights last night. I don't know if you saw this.
I saw they lost a sports match.
They lost, and, well, there was a penalty call because one of the Sharks pretty much died on the ice. And the reaction from the refs was a huge overreaction. They gave him a 5-minute major penalty, which means even if they score on the power play, they stay on the power play for 5 minutes.
That's tough.
It should have been 2 minutes at the most, and a standard power play. Now, I'm not excusing the Golden Knights for giving up 4 goals in the 5 minutes of power play.
Ooh,
they had a 3-0 lead. It's over. I'm counting my ticket. And the penalty happens, and the next thing you know, they're down 4-3. Mm. They did come back and tie it and send it to overtime where they lost. But Terrible call, but at the same time,
how about work on your power play defense?
How about you don't give up four goals in 5 minutes? But it was bad, man. It's another big sporting event that's determined by a crap call. And they were comparing it to the Saints thing, and the difference there is, well, no, to be fair, both of them still had their chances to win.
Yeah.
They choked it away. All you got to do is not let in four goals there. Shouldn't be that hard.
Maybe just let in two goals.
Yeah. If you did that, guess what? You're still leading 3-2. But, yeah, you know, I was counting my money on that one. Ugh.
Sorry, Fred.
That's all right. It's all right. But that was my evening, was watching sport. And I also watched the, watched some of the Astros, watched them come back.
I watched, I started out watching the Nuggets and Spurs, and that game was a snooze fest. And so I watched some of the case against Adnan Syed.
Yeah.
On HBO.
Yeah, I ejected on that. It just didn't capture me.
Through two episodes now. And then after that, I watched some Blazers Thunder, which was not...
That was entertaining.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was good sports.
Yeah, I think I got about 10 minutes into the third episode of that, and I finally said, this is just boring. I'm out. Mm,
okay, I like it. I like true crime stuff.
Yeah, I do too. It's just for some reason, and I guess because I knew so much of the story, it's kind of like, this is yawn.
Yeah.
281 said, late last night was ridiculous. Golden Knights versus Sharks Game 7 was ridiculous. Blazers versus Thunder was ridiculous. We're all a bit too fanatical with this silly thing called sports, but every now and then we're reminded why sports is, bar none, the greatest reality show going. Amazing drama last night.
Survivor's pretty good still.
It doesn't have that kind of drama. I'm with him. That's why, and then watching even the Astros, even though it's one of 162, coming back to win the way they did. Yeah, it's fun when there's drama, and Lillard hitting that shot from 2 miles away is dramatic. The Sharks coming, getting four goals in 5 minutes is dramatic. That's why we love sports. I didn't love the outcome of that, but I mean, I still, the last thing I have going now on the Stanley Cup is I have an 18-1 ticket on the Sharks to win it all that I bought. We happened to be in Vegas when they made the trade for Erik Karlsson before the season.
Yeah.
So I dropped a hundo on them at 18-1.
And how are you feeling about that?
I feel like they should come out of the West, but right now, man, everything's so upside down, I got no clue.
Yeah.
But I figure 18-1, all right. Lost more on the Golden Knights to win that series, though, than I'm going to make on that ticket.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, J-Rap says the podcast was captivating. The HBO special isn't as good. That, and I think that's part of it. To me, having already heard a lot of the story, it's like, eh. But 713-780-3776. There's a...
Did the Dame Lillard shot feel... Did it bring back memories of a sad day?
Not really.
No.
It
reminded me of that for sure.
Oh, I there was a part of me that's like, oh, yeah, I remember when he did that last time.
Yeah.
But, dude, it's been 5 years. You know, there's a lot that's happened since then. And, you know, I know that they mentioned that a couple times last night, but it's like, I mean, come on, 5 years ago? I mean, at what point do we turn the page?
I mean, well, it's just because, I mean, he hits a series-winning shot.
Yeah.
I don't know how many guys have done that. Hit a shot that sent a whole team packing for the offseason.
If it were later in the playoffs, I guess it would be more impressive. I mean, it's the first round.
All right. Damian Lillard, I've talked about him before. He's up there. He's one of my five favorite players in the league. I love his game. I love his attitude. I love that he, I've talked about, I've got a love for some of the guys who play mid-major college basketball and then go on and make it big at the next level. And Damian Lillard's another one of those guys. He and Steph Curry, probably the two best, or at least two amongst the best, who came out of smaller colleges and have gone on to NBA superstardom. But as the foil to Russell Westbrook, he's never been more likable. and when you compare, and it's a part of it is because Russell Westbrook's a giant douchebag.
Yeah.
And when you compare the two guys, it's like, oh my God, who in their right mind would ever prefer to have Russell Westbrook on their team over Damian Lillard? Like, I just can't picture a scenario where I get to choose between those guys.
Yeah.
You have to be, it's almost like you have to be trolling to pick Russell Westbrook over Damian Lillard, in my opinion. And Russ has the MVP, and that's always going to keep him on a higher plane than Damian Lillard, unless Dame wins a championship, which, I mean, let's face it, seems unlikely, but it's not impossible. He's got a lot better chance than Russ does this season.
he's at least a year ahead of him.
But when
that is not a 5-minute penalty. Oh, come on.
when the Thunder won that game, the one game that they won, and the chest thumping and guitar strumming and everything, I mean, it was just so out of control. And Damian Lillard just said, okay. And then finally at the end, he hits that shot, and he just walks off the court waving goodbye. I loved it. You know, I don't have a dog in the fight as far as being a Blazers fan or a Thunder fan. I guess I am kind of a Blazers fan because I really love Damian Lillard. But
okay, so you're a Blazers fan.
I guess I am a Blazers fan.
There you go.
I mean,
it's okay to admit it.
Yeah.
It's the first step to,
I mean, especially in a matchup between Blazers and Thunder, I'm sure a Blazers fan.
Nobody likes the Thunder outside of Oklahoma City, let's be honest.
And I'm pretty sure I'll be a Blazers fan in the next round, too. So, I mean, I enjoyed it last night. And for him to hit that shot and Paul George basically just saying, he didn't own me. He didn't know that wasn't
50 points. He owned somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. He owned all of you. And you can call it a bad shot. You can say what you want.
But can we just,
if Steph takes that, is anybody calling it a bad shot?
No.
And Steph may be the only human in the world that has more range than Damian Lillard. So I thought it was the coolest ending.
Yeah, it was awesome. But let's not lose sight of the fact that if he misses that, it's still tied to go to overtime.
Yeah.
They're going to win. They were the better team in this series. But it was a cool way for it to end. And that's one reason why it didn't. I mean, the Rockets one, to me, that was a true game winner because they were down.
Right.
And he had to make it. This was awesome.
It wasn't do or die.
Right. If he misses.
Do or play for more minutes.
Yeah, and when you're up 3-1 and you're the better team in the series and your guy scored 50 points so far. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And hey guys, you want to get in on the betting action? Derby's next week. It was just talking to my man Josh outside about Derby stuff because next week it's coming. And where are you going to play? BetUSRacing.com. That's the place to go. That's where I play on the weekends. It's where I play Sam Houston. You know, pick the track. I'm on it. 200 racetracks right from your computer or mobile phone. And this is it. I mean, Derby's going to be here next week. So you want to get in now, get set up. Churchill opens this weekend. So you get a chance to play the races before the Derby. They offer daily rebates, which is awesome. And if you need some action between the races, how about this? Blackjack and over 300 casino games. 300 casino games at BetUSRacing.com. And if you sign up today, you're going to qualify for a $150 bonus. All you have to do is go to www.BetUSRacing.com/pony, and you're going to get a 20% discount just for that, and you'll qualify for that $150 bonus. That's BetUSRacing.com/pony. 20% cash bonus. It's time for you to get in on the action. BetUSRacing.com/pony. Drifting closer in your sight, so play it out. I'm wide awake, it's a scene about me. There's something in your way, and now someone is gonna pay. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And dude, you could say it. The series is ending tonight. That's a Fred Fowler guarantee. You can say that. There's no way in hell.
I feel pretty strongly that you're correct.
There is no way in hell that the Jazz win that thing.
No way in hell?
Right. When no one's in hell?
Well, I
don't know. Houston is kind of a hellhole.
Just consider this. And this is the only thing I'll say. And I'm with you. I think the Rockets absolutely finish it off tonight. But how close are we to being 2-2? Pretty damn close.
Yeah, but let's be honest.
And then what would be the narrative going into game 5?
Rockets in 6.
Okay.
Honestly, the Jazz, they got lucky to beat them once. The Rockets played like crap in game 3 and still won because the Jazz were worse. So it's not that close to being 2-2 in my opinion. And I think it ends tonight and it ends ugly. I just don't think it's going to be a close game. And then we'll move on, and then they'll lose to the Warriors, and the whole offseason will be, how do you beat the Warriors?
Fred, you're such a bad person.
What?
Do you think the hometown team is going to lose to the Warriors?
Yeah. Kind of been saying that all year.
I'm
supposed to back off from that now? The one thing is...
You're a scumbag, dude.
If Steph blows a knee, okay, they got a shot. Or KD fractures a foot, that could happen.
I don't even know you.
Really? Suddenly you're Mr. Rocket? Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have been.
Okay.
Predicting all season long they were going to win the championship.
Oh, okay. You know what? A bunch of people filled out NBA brackets out there, which
I didn't.
I think is dumb. Where's yours that says Rockets as champion? I didn't see it.
I didn't fill one out. I don't consider myself an expert.
You're a liar, sir. Shame bell for you.
I did fill out my mock draft, though.
Yeah? Who do you have the Texans taking?
I really didn't do that because nobody cares about what my mock draft says.
I see.
That was a throwback to a previous episode, which multiple people have thanked me for calling Holly out on mock drafting.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And nobody likes mock drafts from people who aren't experts.
Okay.
You disagree?
Well, again, for some people, the draft is a huge deal.
Like, if I brought you a mock draft, would you really look at it with any interest?
No, but that's me. But I do. But the thing is,
it's everyone.
But if I filled out an NHL playoff bracket, you wouldn't want to see that either.
No,
it's a personal thing. It's like your fantasy team.
But if you showed me,
it's like masturbation. No, I mean, it's all about you. Different. You don't need to share it.
If you showed me your NCAA bracket, I would look at it.
Well, that's different because you're into that. Most of us are.
I think that's just something that's generally okay to share amongst people, even though you're not an expert. It's generally known that everybody fills out a bracket.
But that's different from, this is more like your fantasy team. Do you really want to go showing your fantasy team around to people? Because they're going to look at you and go, dude, really? I don't care.
No, you don't.
Okay, that's the comparison. People do it.
Yeah, it's weird.
Okay. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying I understand why they do it. Just don't. I mean, I don't want to see your mock drafts. I do want to see Josh Jordan's because he's been doing a great job for SportsMap, so you should go to sportsmap.com and check out Josh Jordan's mock draft 4.0, which is up now. But yeah, in general, no.
He also has been studying, too.
Well, so is Holly. What are you talking about? She was here watching film. Don't be a jerk, Aaron.
Yeah, you sexist pig. God. Well, you're off to a really bad start today.
I'm a racist.
You're a sexist.
My goodness.
And you tack that on to boring? That's rough, man. We got to pick it up. Oh. Fred, how do you feel about the misconduct call against Vegas? I mentioned that in the first segment.
He liked it a lot.
No, I thought it should have been a 2-minute at the most. So.
Well, maybe Vegas shouldn't cheat.
Yeah.
Can we agree that that's true?
Yeah. Somebody said, I don't even care about experts mock drafts either. Let's be honest. Expert mock drafts, they're going to get 6 right. Who cares?
Yeah.
You know
that's why non-expert mock drafts make no sense.
Yeah, they could get more than the experts because it's not that hard. So.
But if you're doing a mock draft, I'll be honest. Lance spends all this time scouting players and stuff like that. But what I count on more is Lance having connections in the industry.
Yeah.
That may tell him, you know, kind of what's possible, what teams are interested in, hoping that he's got some kind of a connection that might, spread some light on what's going to happen.
Or shed some light.
Yeah, shed some light.
You could spread some light on it, too.
You could spread it. You certainly could shed it.
Yeah.
Shed or spread, it doesn't matter. But, and no offense, I like Josh, too. I don't feel like Josh is talking to an NFL GM.
He's talking to Lance, who's talking to an NFL GM.
How about Josh just reads Lance's mock draft instead of copying his work?
Let me throw this out there, and not as in no way to denigrate Lance or experts, but just because you talk to a GM, he's not necessarily going to tell you the truth.
That's fair.
In fact, he's probably going to tell you something exactly the opposite.
Absolutely, absolutely. But at least you've got some. Otherwise, you're basically if you do a mock draft without any research like that, you're basically just saying who I think a team should take in this spot. And then it becomes super masturbatory, and right. I don't care about it.
You don't want to be a GM?
I don't want to be a GM. I don't want to pretend that I'm the GM of 32 teams, no.
Well, and that's the difference. I will be more than happy to guess what the Texans will do. And
that's fine. If you're projecting what you think they'll do or what they should do, that's fine. But to go through an entire, mindset of 32 teams, unless you have somebody that you're connected to in that organization that you can talk to or get a feel for what they're thinking, even if it is kind of a smokescreen thing, I don't care about it.
Well, I have no insight into what the Raiders are going to do.
I don't either.
I can't give you any expertise on that. I've read a lot about it.
And you know
what? Still don't know.
You know what I like about you? You don't try to put out a mock draft pretending that you have any idea of what's going to happen. I don't either. I have no idea. I don't even know what the Cardinals are going to do. You know why? Because nobody in the Cardinals front office answers my phone calls. I don't know what they're thinking. And trust me.
Oh, no. I talked to Cliff yesterday.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. Well, listen.
And, we spoke for maybe 20 minutes, and he told me absolutely nothing. So,
I mean, Granato and Cliff are boys, right?
Yeah, I'm sure he could get him.
Granato probably knows.
I'm just kidding about calling Cliff. That didn't happen.
Granato should do a mock draft.
He could call him. He could call Dana Holgorsen. He could call Kevin Sumlin.
Yeah. I don't know if Dana Holgorsen or Kevin Sumlin will do him any good.
Yeah, Dana could tell him where Will Greer's going to go.
Can he?
Yeah, because he probably knows. He's talked to people.
I don't think so. I don't think that's how it works. I don't think when you decide you're going to take a player or when you put a player on your board, you call their college coach and say, hey, listen, if he's there in the fourth, we're going to take him. But I don't know. I've never been a college football coach, so I could be wrong.
See, there you go. Yeah, that's the thing. You're just presuming stuff.
Yeah, you know what? When you assume, it makes an ass out of you and me.
Why me? What did I do?
I don't deserve to be
made an ass.
You're already an ass.
Well, yeah, but it has nothing to do with what you said.
Now I'm also an ass. So I apologize, people.
By the way, Roy,
everybody read Holly's mock draft because it's probably super legit.
Oh, boy. Roy the Automator says, shed and spread sounds like a porn term from the 70s.
That's actually where I got it from.
Yeah, spread some light.
I am what you would call a 70s porno connoisseur. All right, I got to say, you know what else? I love a good craft beer fest, and there's a good one coming up on Saturday, April 27th, 2 to 5 p.m., the Kima Craft Beer Fest. The Kima Boardwalk, 24 breweries. 24! I can't name them all, but how about 8th Wonder, 11 Below, Buffalo Bayou, Carbach, St. Arnold, Spindletap, Sierra Nevada, just to name a few. I'll get you, the rest you can look up on the website. I'll give you that in a minute. They're going to have 72 of the finest craft beers available for you to try. Buy your advance tickets now. They're $44.95 a head, $39.95 if you're a Landry Select Club member or you have a military ID. They'll be $49.95 day of the event, so it pays to get in early. Guys, your admission includes beer samples, giveaways from beer vendors, and food samples. There's going to be live music pumping all darn day. Purchase your tickets online, KimaBeerFest.com. Or you can do it on site if you happen to be at the Kima Boardwalk. They've got all those ticket booths around. Walk up to them and say, hi, I'd like a ticket to the Kima Craft Beer Fest. And then what they'll say is, sir, we need your ID because you must be 21 years of age to attend, which makes sense because it's a craft beer fest. It's the Kima Craft Beer Fest, Saturday, April 27th, 2 to 5 p.m. KimaBeerFest.com for tickets and details.
Ladies. ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Nick says, you guys can really take the fun out of things. Mock drafts at least gives us fans an idea of what teams may need or are looking for. How are we taking the fun out of it?
I'm not taking the fun out of that.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want on it.
I'm saying mock drafts are interesting, and it's fine to read a mock draft if you're reading someone who actually has some insight, but like would your buddy in the cubicle next door to you giving you a mock draft give you any insight into what teams are thinking? That's my point. That's not going to do it for you. Like if I showed up at work.
It doesn't do it for you, but that doesn't mean that people aren't into that. It just
no
you're
one
not.
Is into it.
That's I disagree.
Do you know
with.
Anybody who reads every mock draft from every person who's
no?
Not-
but I do know people who share mock drafts to see who's the closest, and just like your fantasy baseball team, that's the same thing. And nobody, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about your fantasy baseball team. I don't want to hear about their mock drafts, but they do it.
You know what's interesting about that. My fantasy baseball team? I do it for money. I mean, that's pretty much
I,
it.
But I don't care. I don't care that you do it for money. I don't care about your team, just like I don't care about those things. But there are people who are into it, just like you're into your fantasy baseball team.
I don't post my fantasy baseball team anywhere on the internet.
And that's fine. People do, though. It's, oh, look at my team. Look at what I drafted.
Those people are dummy weirdos.
They're just different from you. I don't know. I'm not into what they do. I'm just now, I'm explaining what they do.
If Michael Berry posts his fantasy baseball team, it's like, oh, okay, now I see, you know, now I'm starting, or Eric Pianowski, whoever, I'm starting to see, okay, now this is what an expert.
See, I don't even know who those guys are. So.
They're fantasy football and baseball nerds.
Oh, well, yeah, I don't care. I don't care about theirs either. I care about mine.
If you're an expert in a field, I'll look at your mock drafts. If you're not an expert in a field, don't bother doing a mock draft because literally no one cares.
You know what? We'll put up a poll on Twitter. I'll put it up right now.
Yeah,
we'll
go
let
ahead.
It run until the end of the show.
Yeah.
Mock drafts from anybody other than experts, yeah or nay?
Well, and let's be real careful about this term expert that we're throwing around, too. Because a reporter who covers one team isn't an expert on the whole league.
They're not.
But they all do it. So, yeah, listen, I don't care. If people want to do it, let them do it. Why are you telling them not to do it?
Because it's dumb.
Oh, okay. You think
it's
dumb.
They can do it. No, do you not think it's dumb?
I don't care about it. That's the thing. I don't care what they do. If they want to go do it and have a group together and say, oh, let's all share each other's mock draft, fine. Don't include me. I don't want it. I don't care.
Okay. Well, that's going to make the show real fun. This is the
so what? That I don't care that people do it?
No, that you have no opinion on it.
It's, well, sorry. I'm supposed to have an opinion? I'm supposed.
That's literally your job.
No, it's not my job to have an opinion on everything. It's my job to have an opinion on things that are worth having opinions on.
Oh, okay. I got it.
I'm not going to force feed an opinion here. I don't care that they do it.
Okay.
It doesn't bother me. I'm not interested.
Okay.
Is that good? I don't want to see them.
That's all I'm saying.
No, but you're saying they're dumbs.
They are. And that's fine.
And you think the people who do it are silly, and that's fine. That's your opinion. I don't have an opinion on that. I have an opinion on other stuff.
All right.
If you want to, you know, pull something up that I've got an opinion on, I'm fine to do it. But you can't force me into having an opinion.
I didn't mean to force you. No, I'm sorry for pressuring.
No,
you.
I mean you're trying to tell me what I'm supposed to think.
No, you're trying to make me feel crazy for having an opinion on it.
No, that's not at all what I was doing. I was just saying if people want to do that, that's fine. That's their business. Just don't involve me. It's like.
You're getting involved.
How?
It's going on your website.
No, it's not. I have Josh's on there, and we're supposed to have one from Lance.
All right.
But guess what? Just because I put something on that website doesn't mean that that I'm necessarily interested in it. I'm trying to get stuff on there that lots of people are interested in.
Okay.
And you know what? You know what the number one page view thing on the site has been for the last month? Josh's mock draft.
All right.
So, I'm...
Shows what I know.
Well, I'm just telling you, in that case, I'm looking for page views, right? That thing's the number one page view thing for the month. So
I mean, you're looking for page views, but at some point, you're also looking for credibility as well.
But I mean, I think the guy studies the stuff. He talks to Lance. He's done videos with Lance, and you know, and people obviously, the guy does a show on Sundays. I mean, where's your limit on credibility?
I told you my limit. Like you're someone who's connected to people around the league, who you're actually talking to and getting a feel for what they want.
Well, and I've seen a lot of those guys' mock drafts that are absolute garbage.
That's fine. And I mean, almost every mock draft is absolute garbage, but at least some of these, there's some logic behind it other than, oh, I think this guy would look good in this color uniform. Not that I'm saying that's what Josh does.
No, that's not what he does. But that's really unfair.
That's not what I just said. That's not what I'm saying. But what if you aren't, if you don't have those connections, basically what you're doing is playing a guessing game. And it doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, there's a lot of ways to research what those teams might do, too, though.
Yeah, you can research by looking at what experts have to say about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, but I mean, is there something really wrong with, okay, let's go look at an expert for the Raiders and see what he says. Let's go look at an expert for the Saints and see what he says. And the one draft I do is on that station in Philly, and they go and they get somebody from every city to draft who they would take for the team. But you know, my expertise is the Texans, right?
Right.
Which, by the way, 2 years ago, when they had, I don't know, 25th pick and traded up to get Deshaun Watson, none of the guys in front of me drafted Deshaun Watson. So I got Deshaun Watson with the 25th pick.
Oh.
Didn't have to trade up.
Oh, wow.
Just want to make that clear. But, you know, you could still go and get other people's opinions and put together something.
Excuse me.
440 for that.
My good one was off the air.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was guttural.
Oh, boy. Yeah, people said, that is your job. You have to have an opinion on everything. No, I don't. And I've long said that I'm not going to force opinions on something that, yeah, that's what, you know, that's what Stephen A. and those guys are paid to do. It's not what I'm paid to do. And if AJ's passionate about it, great. If Aaron's passionate about it, great. And if we're all passionate about something, it'll make for a great argument.
This guy says when you did the mock draft and the Texans had the 25th pick that you had them taking Deshaun Kaiser.
No, I did not.
I'm just kidding.
That is you're just making crap up now.
I just totally made that up. I just wanted to see what kind of charge up I could get out of you.
A32, I love it when AJ wants to debate and Fred gets scared. I'm not scared. I just don't have a bleeping opinion, dickweed. My God.
How do you know that guy's a dickweed?
Because he's that's a dumb, all right? You want an opinion on something? Somebody who texts something like that to the show and says I'm scared is a bleeping dumb, all right? That's my opinion. You want a strong opinion? That's it. You, sir, are stupid. Congratulations.
But you don't really know if he's dumb.
I don't, but I said it with conviction. That's what you're supposed to do. Right?
I know when everybody's dumb.
Well, you say mock drafts are dumb. I say texters that do stuff like that are dumb.
That's true.
If you read these guys, you'd have an opinion. I'm just telling you.
You know what wouldn't be dumb? Going to my computer career.
That'd be that would make you a smart.
Yeah, because listen, this is what they do. They get people like you who might not have any IT experience but just want a new job. They get you into an IT. They're the only school focused only on getting people into IT careers for over a decade. And training to start an IT career, that's their focus. Nationwide, that's always been their focus. Start your new life as a new IT pro in months, not years, even with zero IT experience. Helping people start an IT career, that's what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. That's going to be all the skills, all the certifications you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school because they're going to help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes are starting up soon. Go take that free career evaluation today. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's MyComputerCareer. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.4.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back. CW says he hates when I don't engage you and leave you hanging on something. Did the same thing about the regurgitator. Well, he leaves me hanging, and he mentions, like, well, no wonder he won't watch Rick and Morty. He'll leave me hanging on stuff like that or Harry Potter. It happens. If I mention anything from Harry Potter, it's crickets.
Just because I don't know anything about it.
Okay. But if you'd watched it and you didn't care, it'd be the same thing. It's like, why are you going to get into it?
It wouldn't be the same thing. Like, watching something, you think this there's no difference between watching something and not being able to formulate an opinion on it and not watching something? And not having an opinion on it, that's two totally different things.
No, but let me.
Can be expected to not have an opinion if you haven't watched something.
Just because you have watched something doesn't mean you need to have an opinion on it either. That's part of the problem with this whole damn country.
That's the problem.
It's part of the problem, yeah. Is that everybody expects, I care about this, so you have to care about it. That's bull bleep. I don't have to care. I see all you guys on Twitter with your political stuff, and you make it like, oh, I'm supposed to care. I don't care. You guys can, I don't engage and I don't get involved. You guys do whatever you want. And if I do care about something, absolutely, I'm going to have an opinion on it. I had a pretty strong opinion on that stupid penalty call last night. That's an opinion. I thought it was a terrible call. Didn't excuse him for choking, but it was terrible. That's an opinion. But you're asking me to care one way or another if what people do with their mock drafts among friends.
No, all I was asking is if you have any interest in it.
I don't know.
Okay.
I think I made that clear.
All right.
But I don't think they're dumbs, and I don't think it's just something they enjoy. So, 2A1 says AJ's become a lot more confrontational since he became management.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Have you heard this show before?
There's nothing that's changed. He's been a dickweed from the beginning. And so
now
am I.
I'm
so
confrontational.
So am I. I'm not going to lie. But not a dickweed about everything. So.
Dustin says, I don't like mock drafts, but it's really no different than y'all guessing who's going to win different ball games. Mock drafts or guesses just like predicting who is going to win tonight's game. This is the difference, Dustin. We're literally paid money to have opinions on the outcome of games or what's going to happen in certain games. That is basically what our job boils down to. That's what they want us in here doing.
Yeah.
If I was an accountant, would you want to know who I thought was going to win the Steelers-Ravens game? No. I mean, it's something that I spend my life basically working on is on having sports opinions, trying to get some giggles every once in a while. It's literally my job. So it is a little different.
Yeah, I think it's different, but and here's the other thing. I don't want to have opinions on something I don't know anything about either, because that's when you look stupid.
And then Lamont says, if so-called experts are hitting the draft in less than a 30% clip, I'm definitely not paying attention to a non-expert. 10 years ago, mocks were cool, but the whole concept now is diluted. That's because the internet makes everyone think they're an expert on everything. That's the big problem.
Okay, that I agree with. I agree 100% on that, which is kind of backing up my point.
Yeah. If you have Twitter,
yeah.
Oh, I'm an expert. People follow me. They want to know my thoughts on that. They want my mock draft. That no, they don't. They don't. No one wants my mock draft. You know why? Because I don't have any better clue than the next guy who's gonna get drafted.
But I'll tell you what: if you did one, you'd get a ton of hits.
Because
people do follow you on this show. So if you did one and put yourself out there as an expert, people would read it.
You know why I don't put myself out there as an expert? Because I'm not one. And that's the thing. Like, when I was out in Vegas, there were guys out there, and thankfully not RJ. RJ basically told me when I started selling picks for him, you sell what you feel comfortable doing. You sell what you know.
Right.
There's guys who sell picks year-round on every sport, even though they know they're not going to win. And
to me, I'd much rather be credible and feign expertise on stuff that I actually feel like I'm knowledgeable in than go outside my comfort zone and fake it and ruin my credibility overall. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like I'm not selling NBA picks.
Yeah, I'm not either.
I just.
But there was a guy who was like, dude, you were good enough in college basketball, you could sell NBA picks.
Right.
And I'm like, well, yeah. And then next season when college basketball comes around and people are like, dude, why'd you hit 22% on NBA picks?
Oh, don't sell yourself short. You hit at least 25.
Maybe 25.
But it'd be, and that's the thing. If people ask opinions on stuff like that all the time, it's like, I'd be guessing. I don't want to guess.
That's what I'm saying.
Because there's enough guesswork involved in gambling as it is. You're trying to make the most educated guess. So, yeah. Let's see what James has to say on his here. What's up, James?
Hey, look, I don't mean to kiss y'all's butts. Just saying that at the beginning, when I first started listening to your show, this was the kind of banter that you guys had constantly, and it was almost like an aggravated argument, but it was an intelligent argument. And this is why we love to listen to your show. I don't know why you're not number one in the nation for this, and that's pretty much all I got, man.
Thank you for calling in to kiss our butt. I appreciate that, and I agree.
Oh,
people do love when we get into debates.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
The reality, again, though, we can't just force it.
No, but and that was kind of the point I was trying to make is like, I mean, I'd love to sit here and say, oh yeah, no, I think it's great, but it's great for them. Fine. And so yeah, I guess it turned into an argument about me not caring.
Yeah,
and not having an opinion. So I guess not having an opinion is having an opinion.
That's what we've learned.
All right. I don't mind a good bleep stirring, you know, segment or two. I think it can be fun, but we don't force it. When it happens, it happens. And that's all I'm trying to say. It's cool to get into something, but care about it. 713-780-3776. Juan says you don't have to care to have an opinion. That's his opinion. Yeah. Yes and no. But I just feel like there's certain things that if I don't know enough about or I don't care enough about, I don't like to force it. I don't like to come on here and say, oh, you know, I think, especially when people want political opinions, man, it's just like, it's not my thing. Don't really care. You know, doesn't matter who's running the country. It's going to hell. Who is more credible if they put out a mock draft, McShay or Schefter? And that's actually a good question.
It is.
Because McShay is a draft expert, and Schefter's a guy who has everybody on speed dial.
Yeah, Schefter has more connections. McShay actually does the scouting and things like that. He watches a lot of film on college players.
But, I mean, McShay is more, this is what I think you should do. Remember, he had Jimmy Clausen as the top seven guy because he thought he was. And why do I remember that? And Schefter would be reporting on what teams are talking about doing. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, I don't know who I would consider more of it. I think they're both experts in their own way. Because, I mean, McShay's got some NFL connects, too. You know, there's people in the NFL who will talk to McShay.
Yeah. I mean,
everybody will talk to Schefter, but Schefter doesn't know the players coming in as well as McShay does. So,
right.
If I were those
but
two.
But if a GM tells Schefter, hey, we're looking at these two guys, and he put them in a mock draft, and he trusted them with that,
yeah.
Wouldn't that be more credible than McShay,
probably.
Who, despite all the
yeah.
things that he's watched? So, I don't know. That's a damn good question, Foster. But I think it's two different things. I think it's one guy is, this is what I would do, and the other guy is, this is what I think the teams would do. Hey, here's another good opinion. Big City Wings is badass. Matter of fact, we went there yesterday, and they took us through all the new stuff on the menu. And, guys, it's incredible. And those sour cream wings. I mean, everything that they have is amazing. They got Fruity Pebbles waffles, if you're into that. And an Angus burger with bacon and cheese served between two honey buns. All on this limited-time-only menu, and it's fantastic. I got to try it all, and I got to say, they are doing it right. They also do wings, of course, and they do wings great, and crawfish, whatever you want. But the best thing is, if you want to go and watch sports, this is a place to do it. Tonight, you know what? This is a perfect night because you want to watch the Rockets, you want to watch the Astros, and you want to see it in one place. just go to Big City Wings. Because you know what they have tonight? $7 for all burgers and Whiskey Wednesdays. Because they have specials every night. 8 locations, including the new one on Rayford. It's now open. We'll be out there pretty soon. The one in Kingwood, if you go in the bar, there's an A.J. Hoffman table. There's a Fred Fowler table. There's a Charlie Polillo table. They've got you all set up. It's a fantastic place. I was going there long before I ever started talking about them. Sam and the guys over there are doing a fantastic job. And it's really an amazing place to go. Find your nearest location at BigCityWings.com. Follow them on social media with Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's all Big City Wings, BigCityWings.com.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.